In less than a year, Arizonans will have to make sure they have a travel ID if they want to get on an airplane. That's the ID with the gold star in the upper right corner. Travelers who don't have one can use their passport, but a regular Arizona driver's license will not be enough. Governor Doug Ducey and Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego earlier this year spoke at Sky Harbor, encouraging residents to avoid getting grounded.
We are committed to having America's friendliest airport, but that will be a little bit harder to do if people are turned away by TSA. So we're encouraging people to go out and get the new travel ID as soon as possible.
The new requirement takes effect October 1st of next year, and for many Arizonans, the process of getting a travel ID is a fairly straightforward one. Fill out the application, get your documents together, and go to an MVD office or a third-party provider to get the ID. But for some Arizonans, the process is considerably more complicated.
My name is Ruth Carter. I am from Phoenix, Arizona, and I am one of the few people who are legally non-binary.
That means Ruth is neither male nor female, and in terms of pronouns, Ruth prefers they. I met up with Carter on a recent morning as they tried to get an Arizona travel ID.
I have a non-binary birth certificate from California, where I was born. And here in Arizona, I currently have a driver's license that says female, but I really don't know what's going to happen when I try to get a travel ID because now my birth certificate says non-binary. And I don't know if the state knows how to handle that.
You tried to get a travel ID through MVD, and it seems as though that didn't really go all that well.
No, I took all the appropriate documents you were supposed to bring for your travel ID down to MVD a little over a year ago. I filled out the paperwork, and they said the computer only has M and F options for gender. And if you don't put in one of those letters, it will kick back an error. So I applied for a travel ID. I completely complied with the requirements, and yet the system can't give it to me because they say under Arizona law, they only allow for male and female options for IDs.
So in order for you to get an ID, it sounds like the legislature needs to do something here.
Exactly. And the legislature has had bills put in front of them for the last 2 years, and both times they did not pass.
All right, so you tried MVD. We are now at a third-party storefront here where you can get travel IDs, driver's licenses, things like that. Do you have any measure of optimism it's going to be any different here than it was at MVD?
I assume they're using the same computer system, so it will probably still kick back an error. I'm curious to see if anybody here has had any training about how to deal with a non-binary person.
All right, well, it looks like they've opened up. Should we go check it out?
Let's try it.
Carter estimates 2-3% of the population is non-binary and says they've met people in the opposite situation as theirs. In those cases, people were born in Arizona but now live in a state where they can get a non-binary ID. But since they can't get a non-binary birth certificate from Arizona, they cannot get an ID that matches their gender. After spending a little while inside the third-party provider office on this morning, Carter leaves, as expected, without a new travel ID. We spoke again outside.
So I attempted to get a non-binary travel ID. I presented my documents. The only one that had gender on it was my birth certificate, which said non-binary. I filled out the forms, paid my money, and the clerk said, we can't do it. They said, the computer says that you only can put in M or F in for sex, and if you put in anything else, it kicks back an error. So they can't issue me a travel ID that matches my documents.
And that's exactly what happened to you at MVD.
That is exactly what happened at MVD. They tried to put in another letter. They tried to put in X, because that's the abbreviation for non-binary. I asked, can you put it, usually with blank? And they said, no, the system will not process it without an M or an F in that field.
So this has a couple of implications for you. One is very practical in the sense that next year you will need a travel ID or a passport to get on an airplane. And if you cannot get a travel ID, that complicates things for you.
Yeah, it does. Like my question for the state now is, if I can't get a travel ID by next October, if I don't have a passport, are you telling me that I can't fly?
What do you think you're going to do?
I have a passport that's incorrect because the State Department also will not issue me a non-binary passport, even though it has been ordered to do so for another person. But that's a whole other issue.
So there's also the issue of sort of a philosophical issue of you not being able to have an ID that accurately reflects who you are.
Exactly. I look at this as if, what if the MVD didn't have the option for green eyes for IDs? They only had brown or blue. What are you going to tell somebody, that you have to claim to be something that you're not?
What was it like for you in there just now? I mean, how did you feel like going through this? I mean, you kind of knew how it was going to go, but it still looked like there was a little piece of you that was kind of pained.
Yeah, it's always challenging to watch people try to fumble with, how do I deal with a non-binary person? And the person called their supervisor, and really, like, and I just bring up the practicality of, like, okay, so you're telling me I can do everything right, I can present you the documents that you need, and you're still essentially telling me that I don't exist because you can't process an ID that matches my gender.
And we should point out that, as with MVD, the clerk inside was very pleasant about it, very polite about it, wasn't causing a scene or anything, but still not able to get done what you needed to get done.
Yeah, exactly. And I watched the clerk call their supervisor. I found it puzzling that the person didn't know how to say non-binary. They had to spell it, but I think that's an issue of, you know, training within MVD. I think the clerks are really being put in a tough position where their job is to process IDs. The customer comes in, does everything they're supposed to do, and the clerk can't do their job because the computer doesn't have the option to put in X for non-binary. They only have the MRF, so they're just stuck, and they have to say, like, there's nothing I can do. I can't override this.
It sounds like this is not a problem that is unique to Arizona necessarily.
Oh, geez, no. And especially since Maricopa County is the fastest growing county in terms of population in the country, we are going to have people coming from other states who have non-binary IDs, and even places like New York, where they will issue a non-binary birth certificate from birth. The state may have people coming in who have never been identified on their documents as anything but non-binary. And what's the state going to do with that? You can't just tell somebody, like, you have to say you're something you're not.
Yeah, it really sounds like this is going to get more complicated as opposed to less.
I'm afraid you're right, and it really shouldn't be. I don't see why it's so hard to just go into the system and just add one more option for that field, you know, MFX. That's all they really have to do to be able to acknowledge that non-binary people exist. And the fact that our state won't do it is really frustrating, because it doesn't change who we are. And we deal with enough backlash from just the general population saying that we're mentally ill, that we don't exist, that it's a fad. There's a lot of things that we hear about. When the state says you don't exist, that feels like you're saying that, like, people with green eyes don't exist. Like, that just doesn't compute in my brain.
Carter referenced efforts in the legislature to change this to include an option for non-binary people. A bill introduced this year in the state house to do that did not get a hearing. In an email, its sponsor, Saurita Democrat Rosanna Gabaldon, says she does plan on introducing the bill again next session. A spokesman for House Speaker Rusty Bowers said the speaker would hold off on commenting until he can review any relevant legislation that's introduced for next session. A spokesman for Governor Ducey similarly said they don't comment on pending legislation or legislation yet to be filed. Among the states that currently issue non-binary birth certificates and/or driver's licenses are California, Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. Carter says they're hopeful it won't come down to a lawsuit to make that change in Arizona, and that they're optimistic things are changing here, albeit slowly.